Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback, and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, and now we'll go behind the scenes with the Saints assistant coach, brought to you by Rouse's Markets. Shop Rouse's, the official supermarket of the Saints, and Peter Genta, 33 years of NFL experience and senior defensive assistant. Coach, welcome to the show.
Mike, Bobby, thanks very much for having me.
So 31 teams will finish and clean out their lockers, you know, kind of looking to the offseason. Only one will get to be that Super Bowl champion. You've been around the league a long time. You've won three Super Bowls, but most teams do what the Saints did today, right? It's kind of a goodbye, and, you know, but with the uncertain future, I would imagine this day, irrespective, unless you're the Super Bowl champ, is always a very tough day.
It certainly is. It's a whole lot nicer than it was the way we finished the season last year with a big win. When you go out in the kind of disappointing note the way we did, you know, having a tough loss down in Tampa, it makes it a little tougher off season. Sometimes, you know, reality is good, and, you know, it sets in and makes you really, you know, think about what you need to do to improve to get better and really do a great job of, you know, looking back and reflecting on the season and on the last game and making, you know, good choices in the offseason.
Now, Peter, in your viewpoint, all the football you've witnessed, how can we fall so far? Because I thought, you know, we can have middle-of-the-pack offense and be outstanding on special teams, but our defense has to be hovering around, if not top 10, like top 12, but somewhere around there. To me, I was more disappointed. You can look at the injuries, but the injuries were more on the offensive side. Now, we had some on the defense, but all of a sudden, total defense, we ranked not last, or one before last, but 30th. Then we 28 against the run, 27 against the pass. What do you attribute that to, the big slide, compared to previous seasons, when we would take a lot of pride in where our defense was ranked amongst the tops in the NFL?
Yeah, we take a lot of pride in how we rank, Bob, and, you know, do everything we can to get that ranking in the top 10 and the top 5. And, you know, they spent a lot of time in the offseason talking about and trying to get better and improve ourselves in those areas. And unfortunately, this season, you know, we gave up too many big plays. And, at times we had games at hand and we let things get away, and our third down defense wasn't what it needed to be. You know, we miss a third down, and it goes for 13 more plays in a drive, or 10 more plays in a drive, and our inability to opt on third down really hurt us in a lot of the other areas as far as the run game and the pass game, and those are critical to your success, is being able to do that, you know, and certainly, you know, the injuries, you know, are part of the game, and it happened, you know, and Alante was doing a great job as our nickel when he had to go back outside, you know, Ugo went inside, you know, a lot of different moving parts, you know, a linebacker gets, it affects the way you are able to play certain defenses. And, you know, the guys stepped up and did their best, worked their asses off and you know, really competed every down. We had no problem with the effort. We just didn't execute the way we should have.
Now, Peter, now the one thing I look at, and we wanted to get better. I'm going back old school now. Old school, what I mean, like David Onyemata, Sheldon Rankins, and all that, where we were not only in the top five, we were probably like number three or somewhere in that range. And now, I don't know, it seems like, do we really, I don't know, you can't pay everybody, but I look at Colin Sanders, I'm not Nate Shepard, I'm not calling them out. I'm looking at Brian Brzee's outstanding pass rusher, but playing the run, you can't give up no 5 yards a run. And it happens every game. That's just an average. Like, for instance, and the quarterback runs count, they got Tampa Bay average 5.8. But to me, that's one area. I don't know who we drafted, but we got to get better right up the gut stopping the run. And the D-tackle position, we might have changed things, but we did not get better in that area, losing like a Sheldon Rankins, Onyemata, and all those pass guys. Where it seems like about, I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago, we were outstanding. Well, we ain't outstanding no more stopping the run.
No, unfortunately, we weren't. You know, we lost some really good players, like you mentioned, guys that had stepped up and done a really good job. You develop, and unfortunately, in this day and age, the way the salary cap is, you can't keep everybody. And you know, Ryan left and went to Atlanta and took David with him, took Caden Ellis with him. You know, Zach Bond left. We had a number of good players leave the organization, and I guess it's just unfortunate that, you know, the salary cap and trying to keep the guys you'd like to keep, you know, we'd love to keep a lot of those guys, but just unfortunately we weren't able to do that. You know, and the other guys stepped in, and, you know, it's a transition getting to learn to play the style you want to play. And, you know, went through a couple of different guys at the defensive tackle spot. And, you know, unfortunately our run defense wasn't what it had been in the past.
So, Coach, you have a reputation, you've been in the league a long time, for getting the most out of DBs. You know, Ugo Amadi, right? So he had 7 tackles, 1 tackle for a loss yesterday. In the last 8 games, he's had 57 tackles. Also, like Will Harris, kind of, and maybe if you want to talk about Kool-Aid and how he has progressed, just talk about those guys who've kind of come on in the back end of this season.
Well, Ugo had done a tremendous job for us. Started off the season on the practice squad, got here elevated to the regular roster, and he just did a fantastic job. He did the same thing last year for us when we needed him. He's a smart, tough young man, really does a great job preparing himself, you know, to get ready to play. He likes getting in the mix, you know, in the run game, you know, makes tackles downfield in the pass game when he has to. He's just a really tremendous young man and done a great job for us, stepping in and filling the role that Alante played as starting nickel. And then Will Harris was a great addition for us from Detroit. You know, I had the pleasure of working Will out when he came out at BC, and I was hoping we could draft him here, but didn't work out. But fortunately, 4 years later, we got him as a free agent. He was a tone setter on defense, was a big hitter, played the ball well. We used him a lot up as part of the front, and he did a really good job up there. You know, unfortunately, he's an unrestricted free agent. I'd love to get him back if they can. It just, we'll have to wait and see on that one, because he did step up and play well. You know, Kool-Aid, unfortunately for him, you know, coming in off of a knee injury at the end of his college year and, you know, doing mostly rehab in the off season, missed the organized team activities, the mini camp, wasn't able to participate, just watch, and then kind of limited in training camp, you know, getting him back into condition football wise, and then competing with Marshawn, Alante, and Paulson Adebo. You didn't get as many repertoires you should, but, you know, he stepped up and did some good. It was a learning experience for him this year, a lot of growth. He'll have some throwing to do in this offseason, but the great thing about it, he comes out of the season healthy. He'll be able to train now and not rehab this offseason, so that'll be good. He'll be able to get in with the OTAs. He'll be able to get in minicamp. He'll be able to get all those offseason things. It'll help him become a really good, solid player. And one of the guys that you know, people don't talk about, Rico Payton, did a really good job, especially on special teams, but undrafted, you know, free agent out of Pittsburgh State in Kansas. He did a tremendous job, you know, on the scout team and doing, you know, things in practice to get himself ready to play if we needed him. He played a couple of few snaps during the season. You know, he's got a good future for us as a corner as well. He stepped up and was ready to play when we needed him to, and made a really good contribution for Coach Rizzi and Coach Galliano on special teams. So, you know, there's some good young defensive backs here that have a good future.
And you know, Peter, while you were reading my mind, because I always love those success stories, Rico Payton, to me, Pittsburgh State, when you think, Pittsburgh State, no, it's not in Pennsylvania, it's in Kansas. People don't even know where that's even at, but Rico Payton, that to me was unbelievable. You talk about his contribution on special teams and given the opportunity in the preseason and preseason games, he ended up with 13 total special teams tackles, 10 unassisted. So, yeah, you always see those success stories out there. So that has to be real rewarding when you see those kind of players stepping up and taking advantage of opportunity no matter where they come from.
Oh, it certainly is. He did a tremendous, tremendous job. You know, we brought him in here on one of those visits to meet him, talk to him, and really liked everything about the young man. And like you said, he came in and took advantage of his opportunity and ended up competing through training camp and winning a roster spot. And he was a really pleasant surprise all year for the guys on special teams and for us on defense. He has some growing to do as a corner, but he'll do that.
Well, Coach, as always, we appreciate your time. Thanks for tonight. I know, you know, the future is the future. We'll see where things go, but thanks for joining us tonight.
No, thank you very much, Mike. Bobby, thanks for having me on. You guys have been great. The 8 years I've been here have been tremendous. I can't thank the fans of New Orleans enough. And, you know, the Saints organization is a great place to be. And I just wish we could have brought a little better end to the season for you guys.
You bet, my friend. Thank you. Peter Ginta, Senior Defensive Assistant.